This is Matt Wells at UN News. There's growing international concern for almost 3 million people trapped inside Syria's Idlib amid fears of an all-out military assault on this last opposition region, the UN aid agency OCHA has warned. In an interview with UN News, OCHA spokesperson Jens Lerke insists that the war-torn country is not an international humanitarian law-free zone and says it's imperative that civilian targets such as hospitals are not targeted by any fighters. Mr. Lerke spoke to Daniel Johnson in Geneva.
There are many factions and parties to this conflict. They have all shown that they have the military capacity to inflict tremendous harm, death and destruction on those with other views than themselves. As humanitarians, we are extremely concerned that they are going to unleash this terror from many sides, including the UN-designated terrorist groups that are in Idlib, on civilians who vastly outnumber any militants who are there at the moment.
But what does the Emergency Relief Coordinator Mark Lowcock say to the government of Syria? I mean, he is the man who's overseeing the humanitarian response from the UN, or one of the top officials. What does he say to the government of Syria? What kind of clout does he have?
Well, what we do when we advocate, and that's both in what we call humanitarian diplomacy, which are high-level discussions behind closed doors, but also in public, is that we emphasize these parties' responsibility according to international humanitarian law, which is customary law. There is no escape from the law. You have to follow the law. And that is to make the distinction between military targets and civilian targets, between those who are combatants and those who are not combatants.
Now, but we haven't seen that before. We haven't seen that in Raqqa. We haven't seen that in over the border in Mosul. We haven't seen that in Aleppo, for example, which was totally destroyed. And Jan Egeland, the senior advisor to the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, has constantly told us that it's totally disproportionate, this hunt for terrorists, because it really destroys civilian infrastructure, it kills civilians, and basically destroys any hope of a future for this country.
Over the more than 7 years of this horrific war, we have seen an increasing disregard, disrespect, and frankly, erosion of international humanitarian law in Syria, to the point where some have even talked about, is this an IHL-free zone? Of course, there are no IHL-free zones on planet Earth. Everybody has to follow these rules. We can raise our voice. We will yell from the rooftops when we have to. We do that constantly. We do that privately with high-level interlocutors. We do it publicly. I'm doing it right now in public media. Those are the instruments that we have at our disposal, and we will use them.
Let's talk about those people who have been affected by the uptick in violence in Idlib and also neighboring Hama governorate. 30,000 displaced so far. Where are they being hosted?
Many of them are hosted by families in the area. Some of them are in camps or camp-like structures. We do not know exactly where all of them are. The UN's presence there is almost non-existent, but we have sources of information that we use and that we are in contact with constantly. Our concern for all these civilians is that they are already extremely vulnerable. Of the about 3 million civilians in Idlib, first of all, about 1 million of them are children. 1.4 million of them are displaced from other parts of the country. They're already displaced, some of them 4, 5, 6, 7 times already. They don't have a roof over their heads, except what their fellow countrymen, luckily, are providing them inside Idlib or in tent camps and so on. So they're at an already extremely fragile and vulnerable. If this kind of terror that we have seen been building up in Idlib is unleashed upon them, well, then we risk the worst is still to come.
And finally, a quick word on the international humanitarian law that you mentioned. Clearly, it does talk about proportionality and distinction of targets. And 4 hospitals have been hit recently in Idlib and neighboring Hama governorate. So where are people getting healthcare? Where are people being treated in the event of an attack?
The brutal truth is that many of them will not get any treatment. And even though they have been injured somehow in these attacks and they do not have access to medical facilities, which, had they been there, may have saved their lives, are not there anymore, so they may die unnecessarily from the injuries that they sustain. Clearly, hospitals and other health facilities are clearly protected in international humanitarian law. We have a system of deconfliction, meaning that these health facilities through the UN, communicate their coordinates to the fighting parties so that they know that these are protected areas. Still, we see that they are being targeted.